Hello, I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, and I'm glad you've tuned in today because I want to tell you about the message I'll be preaching tomorrow. We're going to be observing the Lord's Supper at Grace, and we want to make that the focus of the entire worship service tomorrow. I'm going to be preaching a message taken primarily from Exodus 12 about the relationship between the Passover and the Lord's Supper. The night before Jesus was crucified, he gathered with his disciples for that Last Supper, we call it. And when he observed the Passover with them, he was really instituting the Lord's Supper. He took the occasion, at least, to institute a very new memorial service, the first time it had ever been observed, when he met with his disciples that night. And by doing that, he forever linked the Passover to the Lord's Supper. And one of the things I've seen this week as I've studied the text in Exodus 12 is how the Passover really is the Old Testament counterpart of the Lord's Supper. In other words, it really enriches and blesses our understanding of the Lord's Supper to see what happened on that first Passover and to see how it looked to the future when Christ would come into the world and be the sacrifice for sins. The observance of the Passover for the Jews was something where they looked back to their deliverance from Egypt and from Egyptian slavery. But even though the Jews didn't fully understand it, the observance of the Passover also looked forward to the cross, where Jesus would be the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world, as John the Baptist described him. And so the Passover looked ahead to Christ and to his sacrifice for sin. Now tomorrow we will observe the Lord's Supper, as I've said, and it looks back as a memorial to what Christ did to redeem us and to deliver us from the penalty of sin and from the wrath of God. And so just at that surface level, you can see the similarities and the connection between the Passover in the Old Testament and the New Testament observance of the Lord's Supper. And we're going to look at a number of those connections. There are a number of direct connections and similarities between the two observances that I want us to see tomorrow. And I think it'll make it all the more meaningful as we observe the Lord's Supper at the end of the service. And so I'm going to call the message very simply, the Passover and the Lord's Supper. One of the things we'll see is that there was a purification the Hebrew children would go through every year associated with the Passover. It was called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And they would search out to try to find any leaven that was in their house and to get it out of their homes, to remove it. And leaven in the scripture is often used to illustrate sin. And this reminds us of a great New Testament truth, and that is that we're to come to the Lord's table having asked God to search our hearts and to show us any sin we need to repent of and any areas in our lives where we need to confess our sin and get right with Him. And so the scripture admonishes us in 1 Corinthians to come to the Lord's table with our sins confessed and repented of, and not to callously come to that time in an unworthy manner. In other words, it would be an unworthy manner to just come with unrepented of, unconfessed sin. It would be taking the Lord's Supper lightly. It would be taking the sacrifice that Christ made on the cross for our sins. It would be taking it lightly. And our sin is such a serious matter. Just think of this. Our sin is such a serious matter that the Son of God had to come and pay the penalty for it, because that's the only way we could ever be made right with God. And I'd ask you today, have you been made right with God through the blood of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that He made on the cross? Well, I hope you can be with us at Grace tomorrow and hear the message. And if not, the message will be available by noon Monday here on Sermon Audio, the same place where you're listening today. And if you can be with us, and if you've been born again and been baptized as a believer, then you're certainly welcome to participate with us as we observe the Lord's Supper. Grace Baptist Church meets at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive, just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. We start on Sunday mornings with a time of fellowship at 9:30 in our fellowship hall. And then at 10 o'clock is our Bible study and Sunday school hour, and 11 o'clock is our worship service. If you'd like more information about Grace Baptist Church, you can find it on the page where you're listening to this podcast, or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com, gracegrandbay.com. Well, that's all for this week. I look forward to opening the Word of God with you tomorrow. Be in prayer for the service and invite someone to meet you when you come to church tomorrow. I hope to see you there. I want to thank you for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back next Saturday with another sermon preview here on Let's Open God's Word.